views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hello, everyone. Happy February. It is amazing that we have come through this far in the year 2016. For many of us that are experiencing the energetic shifts, this year has been a doozy, and it is only the second month. So hats off to everyone that is working with the energies, staying clear, staying in your power, staying grounded. This is just a tremendous time. So we are talking today about daily life and soul purpose, because sometimes people can get very confused about how to be spiritual, have intentions that often are very 3D based, and how to deal with some of the mundane aspects of life. This should not be an unfamiliar experience to many of you. We can get so bogged down with the pressures and concerns of our daily life, and we can almost forget our soul purpose, especially if we feel like we've gotten that awakening, you know, or we've gotten an inspiration. It could be something that's your dream, it's your desire, it's something you want to step into. And then when daily life takes over, or the car breaks down, or you're dealing with pressures at work, you feel like that soul purpose, or that higher calling, if you will, goes by the wayside. And then what starts to happen is that we almost segregate that aspect of our lives to this very confined piece of our daily life. You know, we'll give 15 minutes here of meditation, we'll go to yoga, we'll go do this, and we start to talk about it rather than be it. And so how do we straighten all this out? Well, this is the show for you if you are dealing with this and wondering, you know, did you get off track? Did you go by the wayside? Did you give up on your purpose, on your abundance, on your desires, on your passions? Did you let other people steal your power? Did you give it away? You know, some of us give away our power with procrastination, don't we? Or we just don't want to show up with our energy, because what does that mean? It means that we're responsible. So there's a lot to look at in this, and I do want to give you all an opportunity to call. I have been having some powerful, powerful sessions with clients. It is just amazing to be working at this vibrational level. It's a real honor. It's taken it out of me, that's for sure. But then each time we shift through something, and you all know what I'm talking about, you come out, you know, with a much higher experience, a much higher realization, a much clearer sense of who you are in this space and time. So let's make sure that you have the number to call in if you'd like to get some help in shifting some of the energies and experiencing life with the Ascended Masters and Archangels. The number to call in is 800-930-2819. And this is Leslie Fontaine. If you're interested in working with me, finding out more about what I do, where I'll be, you can go to my website. It is lesliefontaine.com. That's L-E-S-L-I-E-F-O-N-T-E-Y-N-E.com. And you can also reach out to me at 678-665-3366. So one thing that I'm encountering a lot with people is that we don't know what to do when our priorities start to shift out of just the 3D realm. And by 3D, I mean food, clothing, shelter, partners, relationships, tangible things like houses and cars and the things that we want like that, career promotions, et cetera, et cetera. If you really look at it, a lot of those are very, you know, ego-based. And by that, I don't mean that in a negative way. But sometimes we want to achieve something because it implies success, or we want a certain amount of money or a certain amount of recognition because it represents a hole in ourselves. And we like recognition. We like appreciation. We like to be promoted because that's another form of recognition. Sometimes it serves our desire for power and organization or control or all kinds of things, right? So if you're also on the spiritual path at the same time, then you're looking at some of these motivations and you're wanting to clarify them, right? You're wanting to make sure you're coming from a higher place. So does this mean that spiritual people never get promoted? Absolutely not. Does it mean that spiritual people don't, go out into the world and have desires and intentions and whatnot? The desires and intentions that we have are those that are in line with our soul essence, in line with who we are in this lifetime. Many of you have had the experience that when you step into your destiny, step into your purpose, make a phone call that comes to you to make, follow the guidance to go to a certain place or contact a certain person or show up for a certain meeting, you follow that guidance and it puts you in the midst of people. It puts you in a place where your light shines. You show up and it opens doors for other things within you. That is on purpose. That is your essence. That is you following guidance to show up. Abundance is your birthright, all right? It comes from source. As many of us as we'd like for it to just, you know, either come from the government, come from our parents, come from our job, come from the economy, source is already 100% abundant. We are continually clearing our field to tap into that. So what are the blocks and what are the interferences? What are we choosing not to do? What are we explaining that we can't do, can't have, can't step into in order to experience that abundance of health, relationships, work, children, you name it. What is it that is showing up as a block? I can tell you in my experience, often I've not wanted to see blocks. Is that the case for you? Are there some things that show up for you that you don't want to step into? You don't want to look at? You don't want to leave a relationship because you realize there's a comfort zone in it? Back to the devil we know versus the one we don't. The unknown that exists beyond certain choices and decisions. You know, so source many times is giving us choices and decisions and we're explaining why we can't do it. Very difficult to manifest certain things if we're always explaining why certain things can't happen. We may say we're too old, we're too young, we're too this, we're too that, we're in the wrong place, we can't move. So today, let's get real. Let's get honest about what's been showing up for you to do, to step into, where you've said no. You know, I love to tell on myself. I didn't say it felt good, but when I tell on myself and I realize that I am blocking something and I am refusing something out of fear, and that's typically always the reason we don't step into something, it's then my exciting, honorable, tremendous opportunity to clear it, to change the agreement with the universe, to change the agreement with those energies, to shift the paradigm, to change the karmic patterns from this lifetime and parental experiences and inner child woundings. It's this opportunity, this moment. So I'm throwing it out to you. What's your opportunity right now? What do you want to get real about? Because your purpose is to continually shift your vibration, to continually release the blockages that get in the way of you stepping into all that you are. I can't tell you how precious you are. You are so amazing. And maybe you're looking at your life circumstances and saying, well, if you're saying that, I don't know what you're looking at because I'm looking at this, that, et cetera, all these problems in my life. I'm telling you that because your soul essence is absolutely phenomenal. Your higher sense is phenomenal. How much do you want to step into it today? And one thing to know is you don't have to do it alone. You can go into that neighborhood with the ascended masters, the archangels, the light beings, the ministering spirits, your guides, your teachers, all those that want to show up to support you. But the first thing we do is say yes. The first thing we do is say, okay, I'm willing to let go of these fears. I don't know what's on the other side of them. We don't want to admit sometimes how much fear has protected us. True, very true. Fear has protected us. It protects us from taking action that might result in certain outcomes that we're unsure of. And we are convinced that if we're not sure, then it may be bad. Someone taught us that when we don't know what might happen, it's always bad. Is that the case with you? I certainly understand that. So look at this opportunity. You're showing up spiritually. You're showing up abundantly. You're showing up with good health. You're showing up with great relationships. And if you've got some challenges, they are growth opportunities. I know we hate this, but there is some aspect to this that we truly desire. We want to move through. So let's take a look at our higher purpose, our destiny, the day-to-day life that we're creating right now, and ask ourselves, how do we want to change? How do we want to shift the vibration into something greater and something better? So this is Leslie Fontaine. If you want to give us a call and do some work today, I'm telling you, they're showing up in strong form. The number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And when we return, we'll be taking your calls.
Underneath the trees, we watch the sky, confusing stars.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
The life you're dreaming of is waiting for you to say yes. Together, we can create a powerful, love-centered world where business is not a competition, but a community of highly conscious individuals making a positive impact in their own lives and the lives of others. Fun, flexible, fabulous. You make the rules. We offer the tools. Connect with Shelley today to learn more at Live, Love, Earn with Shelley. That's Shelley.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-425-425. 651-0404.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hello there, and we are back, and we are talking about how to keep soul purpose going at the same time that we are standing in day-to-day life. So I think, Benny, we've got a caller.
We do, and let's give out that number. It's 800-930-2819 if you'd like to reach us. And Leslie Fontaine, of course, she's on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, 800-930-2819. Jean from Linwood's calling in. So, Jean, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Thank you very much, Benny. Hi, Leslie.
Hi there.
Hi. I'm grateful for your words this morning. They really touched my heart.
I'm so glad.
It was just quite fortuitous that I turned the radio on.
Good.
So I am a new life coach after 30 years in human resources and trying to build my business. And I keep getting blocked by fear, anxiety, worry, judgment, and being able to actually charge a good, reasonable amount of money for my coaching. It's like I have a doubt in my value. And I really want to shift out of that.
Okay.
I really do. Because I know my true essence, and it's just not showing up.
I'm so sorry. Well, the thing is that, so let me ask you, before you made the shift, how were you doing financially?
I was making really good money as an HR director and the most I've ever made. And now as a coach and consultant, I'm probably making 20%.
Uh-huh.
So I've not yet done well as a coach since I started.
Okay.
Being a coach.
I see. Okay. And I apologize for the connection that we're dealing with, but I hope you can hear me all right.
Yes, I can.
Okay, excellent. So I want to go into your heart space right now because there's a real tightness going on there about your value in what you offer and what you do. And one thing that's coming through really clearly and really strongly for you is this interesting blend that I've been talking about, which is the blend between your soul essence and your professional life and what you've done to this point. There's a part of you trying to figure out how to navigate that, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
Doubt.
And sometimes when, you know, we come on to either a coaching path, a spiritual path, or whatever, we don't know how to blend all these parts of ourselves, but they are all you. So there's a part of you that's rejecting another part of you right now. That's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important for you to really value all those years. There were a lot of people you really touched in your work, by the way, in your HR work. You remember
Thank
that?
You. Yes.
Yeah, you did. And there's a part of you sort of grieving that part of you, isn't there?
Well, I didn't realize it until you said it, but yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And so let's kind of reunite and bring that part of you back a bit because she was pretty awesome. And there's some interactions that you had in that life that were really, really important to you. So you are a really powerful woman. You're a very strong consultant. You, there is some configuration that came to you, isn't there, about what to do. In other words, you know, sometimes we'll get what other people think about how things should run, how things should be, but you've gotten some guidance, haven't you?
I have, yes.
Yeah. So Spirit's been showing you some things about who you are. And I so remember going through the same thing because, you know, sometimes people are teaching us stuff and explaining how coaching needs to work or explaining how business needs to work. And Source is giving us a whole new configuration, something that's really ours. It's our special blend. It's the way we would promote, communicate, meet people, you know, set up an, events, consult. And you have kind of shut down some parts of you that you need to reopen up.
Okay.
And I think you know that because it's almost you're extremely organized, you're extremely professional. So here's the thing: when we shut down a part of ourselves, it's like shutting down a part of spirit too.
True.
Does that make sense?
True.
So you
Absolutely.
Know that. And it's kind of like someone coming into a room that's very tight in their energy or they're critical or judgmental and we let them in the room. And I'm getting some of those energies, by the way, coming through that are kind of judging you very harshly. So let's go ahead and bring in the masters right now because you're going to get some downloads. I really want you to write some things down after this call, some things that had been coming to you, why you kind of laid them aside, because those reasons are very important and we're going to kind of reinvigorate a bit. So I'm just going to bring in some of the ascended masters now. And I just want you to really open your field. There's a part of your throat space that's been shut down. There's some communication and some authority also that you're just,
oh, yeah.
You're great. You are phenomenal, Jean. You really are.
I'm ready to feel it again.
It's time for you to reconnect. Yeah. Okay. So let's just release some of the old agreements in your ancestral line to some old parental judgmental stuff that we want to let go. And we're going to clear out any energies of poverty, any energies of judgment about your value, your worth, your importance. Clearing out any agreements to be less than, to be diminished. Also, there's some energies about paying for failure and, you know, deservingness. So we're just going into your second right now. But this is really affecting your high heart and your sense of purpose. Just remember that you carry your energy, regardless of what you do, into every environment. And so you're always a healer. You're always doing work. You're always enlightening and supporting and invigorating people. So there's some energies coming in the back door in the back of your field. We're just going to release some of these. And you let yourself be open to some people that they're not really good for you. So if you could put them on a little bit of a diet and not let them into your field so much, you know who they are.
I do.
Yeah. And we need some people on your team, right? We need some people that really like who you are, just like you are. And there's some friends that you left behind. That's the sadness. So let's just reconnect with that. And now we're going to clear out anything interfering in your power center with you fully stepping into your initiative, into your design, into your plan. Beautiful. You're just really letting it through. We're just doing a full wash of Supreme Being Light, pure essence energy. And you're just downloading your Mahatma energy. Just beautiful. Coming through. We're clearing out anything that's constraining you from fully speaking your truth, fully standing in all that you are. And so every day, it would be really awesome for you to bring in some masters and archangels and for you to really stand in your truth. And whenever you feel like in your solar plexus, I'm getting some places where you're a little afraid to stand in that, like, ooh, can I do that? Yes, you can. That's the message from on high. Yes, you can. You can do it, and you can create any construction that you desire of this whole thing. Okay?
Okay.
How are you right,
all right.
now? Did you feel all that?
I did feel that. I feel stronger. I feel my voice is even stronger, and
yeah.
I felt tears just really naturally coming through.
That's so awesome. It's okay to grieve, Jean. It's okay to grieve the loss, because when we shift from one thing to the next, we're leaving some other things behind and bringing them into completion. But there may be some things, because what I was getting is you rejected some things you really didn't need to reject. So just bring those parts of you back and really honor how awesome you are.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. What a great call, Benny. Thank you. And we're going to go to break now. But if there's some aspect of you that perhaps you've rejected or put away, think about that a little bit and think about whose voice it was behind that that caused you to shut that part of you away because that's how you were advised.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
The 24th annual WOW Conference, United We Change the World. Featured guests are Dr. Christine Page on Creative Dragon Energy. Dr. Susan Shumsky will show you how to awaken your third eye. And Mira Kelly will present a two-day intensive workshop on Beyond Past Lives. This February 11th through the 15th, go to thewowconference.org. That's the W-O-W conference.org.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
And this is Leslie Fontaine. We are back with a wonderful topic: our daily life and soul purpose, the balancing act. And our number to call in is 800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. If you're wanting to work through some of the conflict that you're experiencing between the energy vibration that you carry and some of the decisions that you're making and wondering if you're making a mistake and why am I here? Why did I do this? You know, let's get as honest as we can about everything that's showing up and what we're doing. Because even in our own field, we can have a lot of conflicts, right? So let's work through that, but let's not reject ourselves in the process. Because sometimes we're pushing away parts of ourselves that we don't love, that have been rejected by others. And so if you find yourself, you know, stepping into some core wounds, well, don't you think Spirit wants to help you through that? Oh, yeah. Because have you noticed people that have unresolved core wounds? They act like it, don't they? So we want to heal those parts of us. You know, sometimes we've been taught to be ashamed of our feelings, to be ashamed of certain skills that we don't have, where we feel we are lacking. A lot of us have been shamed and humiliated growing up or in the school system, or even on our jobs, we've learned to suppress parts of ourselves because they're not considered successful. So can you see how when you begin to grow in spirit and step into all that you are and to appreciate your higher self, your soul essence, the path that you're on, that that can create a little conflict, right? Sometimes we're afraid that if we step into this, we'll never be successful again. We'll never make money again. We'll never have another relationship. That's our inner child sometimes. That's our fear part that's speaking. So I just like to advise any of you right now, the minute you hear that voice, realize that's fear. Fear is the opposite of unconditional love, correct? It's not the same. It's doing the opposite effect. It's shrinking your field. It's putting you back into a mold that doesn't venture out, that doesn't step out into all that you are. So pay attention today. Make a note, as I was telling Jean, of the things that have come to you to create, to step into. Notice where you rationalized or chose not to step into it. This is not about judgment. There's no judgment about the yes, no, right, wrong, whether you did it, didn't do it. That's not the point. The point is to get to the essence of any agreements you have or any energies that you allow to make a home within you that hold you back, because you want to shift out of it. That's the gift of the moment. That's the gift of either the defeat or the frustration or a certain energy that shows up in your life. So if you've hit the wall or you feel like you've done this one too many times, this is the time to deal with it, because guess what happens with our energy? We bring it right back in. We'll go create it somewhere else with someone else, because it's energy. It's not personalities, right? If we have a poverty spirit over here and we go get another job, we're going to have that same spirit over there. So we want to kind of look at it now. What's showing up for you now? I just love this topic. I mean, I go boldly where a lot of people won't go. You know, I'm not afraid. There's a lot of people that are teaching you to stay, you know, positive and speak only positive things and do all that. The nervous thing about that is that if you don't go into the depth of it and clear it, all you are doing is covering it up. And that's why we can have conflicts in our own energy field. We can be hugely successful in one arena of our lives and very defeated in another. That's what happens. Our mental field may be carrying some beliefs from our family that don't fit us anymore. Our emotional field may be carrying the wounds of our family that, you know, we had to grow up too fast and take care of our parents, and we're still carrying their worries and concerns, but they don't belong to us. So take a look. There's parts of you where you're not speaking your truth. I can feel the tightness in the throats of many of our listeners today, where you're not really speaking your truth. Ask yourself, why? Is it that you feel you won't be accepted? If you speak your truth at work, you'll be fired. If you stand too much in your authority and in your confidence, that you will be mocked or shamed. So look at all of it, call it what it is, and then let's ask ourselves, are we done with that energy? So this is the next part that I work with my clients on all the time, and I would love to work with many of you. It's a beautiful progression to shift out of these things and to step into the next iteration of you. So I hope some of you listening today, give me a call, 678-665-3366. Let me work with you. Let me help you through this bunch of energies and contracts that you have so that you can shift into the best version of yourself. I would love to do that with you, okay? But this is the opportunity for you to take a look at these things in your life that are showing up so that you can make a change, all right? So, Benny, it looks like we've got a caller.
Yeah, we do. We'll take, well, actually, let's give out the number, too, real fast. It's 800-930-2819 if you'd like to join the show today, 800-930-2819. We'll take Roxanne, who's calling in from Alberta. Sounds like she's a little bit of stuck in a particular situation. So let's go to Roxanne. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Roxanne. So good to hear from you. Tell me what's going on.
Thank you, Leslie. I was explaining that I've been married for 25 years. I'm in a loveless marriage and just feeling stuck. Like, I've been a stay-at-home mom, you know. I'm in that position in my life right now where I'm trying to find my purpose, and I just feel like I don't know where I belong. I'm in that state where, my identity, I feel like I've lost my identity, and it's hard because, you know,
yes,
my marriage isn't
is.
Strong, and I feel like I don't know where I belong anymore.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Roxanne, you're beautiful. First of all, your spirit is showing up so beautiful, and I just want to tell you that you are lovely. And you have not fully lost yourself, you know? It's just really, sometimes I don't have words for how energies are showing up. And I just want to let you know how loved and embraced. So I'm going ahead and bringing in some of the masters and archangels now, because there's some other things going on with you in the midst of this stuckness you've had. I don't know, the word rebirth is coming to me, but you have really made some shifts, haven't you, within yourself?
I feel I have, and like in the last month, mm-hmm. It's weird. Like, I don't know, it's kind of weird in the last month.
Well,
like,
it does feel weird, but let's call it a wonderful thing. How about that?
Okay.
It's yours. This is your special thing. This is your special rebirth right now. And, you know, you're bringing a lot of years into completion. You weren't completely asleep, Roxanne. And plus, you had a lot of, lifetime trauma, I would say. Some things that, you know, brought you into a situation. You've preserved, you know, a relationship for a long period that's ready to come into completion. All right? And you can bring things into completion whether you leave or not. And this is always interesting to people, that we can, you know, say, you know what, I'm bringing this contract into completion now. I may stick around a little longer, but I'm done with the way it is now. The beautiful thing about when the contract shifts is that the other person is then challenged too. So there's a lot of financial fear in you, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah. And about whether you can take care of yourself and all that. But you took care of a lot of people growing up, didn't you?
Yeah.
You did. And so, you know, that part of you exists, but there's another part that's gotten a bit beaten down over time.
Right.
And so let's just bring in your team, because, first of all, they're coming in really strong. They're just, they really think you're awesome. And, you're not a mistake. The situation you're in is right on purpose and it's right on time. You're clearing so fast right now while we're talking, because we've brought them in. Okay. We've brought them in and they're showing up for you right now. So there's some things that you're afraid to say out loud, Roxanne. So that's okay. You don't need to shame yourself over that, but you can definitely write some things down about what you want to do and what you want to create. So there's some things you're afraid to say, like, I'm ready to leave. I'm ready to change my life. I want a new life. I want to be happy. I want to choose joy. There's a lot of things you've been afraid to say, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So when I say all that to you just now, how did that feel? I want you to go from the top of your field all the way down, because there's parts of you that got tight and there's parts of you that got very exhilarated.
Yeah, like when you say I want to leave, yeah, you know, that's where the fear comes, because it's like,
I do,
but it's, you know, yeah, it's that safety net. I'm scared to take that jump. It's like what you talk about, fear, you know.
Yeah, I understand. So let's right now just choose to release that fear. Let's choose to let that go. And this is going to be frightening for you, because this is where you find out that it's been a safety net, okay? So I want you to be able to separate a little bit right now the difference between the fear and the fear of letting go of the fear, if that makes sense. Do you feel that?
Mm.
Yeah, it's showing up now.
Sort of.
I know. It's like, oh, my God, what will happen? what will happen.
Yeah.
So your fear has been your safety blanket. Okay.
Right.
So
right.
When what we want to do is kind of switch out and allow Source to take care of you. Now, one thing I want you to know is that when Source comes in and starts allowing the Masters to support you and to take care of you and to honor your intentions, he doesn't pull the rug out from under you and go, well, you failed, you blew it. You know,
right.
Nor
right.
do you just like throw out the relationship tomorrow or, you know, quit and leave and all that stuff. That's not what happens
right.
here. But you begin the
right.
shift of your energy and then you allow the good stuff to come in. So I want to like mm-hmm. right now just bring in those energies for you. And we're going to go into your heart space and your solar plexus. We're going into your solar plexus to clear out any fear of fully stepping into all that you are, just releasing that. And also the fear that if you step into it, you will be unloving, you won't be loved anymore, you won't be cared for. All these really poverty-oriented assumptions. We're just going to release this out. And of course, I'm doing this quickly here on the radio versus, you know, what I do in a full session. So, but what you can do is continue to progress after we hang up on this call and just notice what's showing up and going, am I ready to let this go? Or not. We're going to keep the Masters with you. We're going to keep them surrounding you. And let's do a wash of Supreme Being Light and Pure Essence Energy coming through. There's a lot in your throat. You need to really write some stuff down or speak it out loud to a tree in the backyard or something. And really allow yourself to speak your truth. You are going to be surprised at how happy you start to get. And this is important for you to get happy. This is really pivotal for you. And I would love to, you know, talk with you again or write you about some of this. But you've been afraid to be happy because then you might make a mistake. And this is an old lesson from your family. So just clearing it out in your third right now. And releasing your second, just seeing some of your mother's energy. So we're just going to release her out of your field. And we're going to put some protection on you from Archangel Michael. And just allow you, if you could, to find even a little notebook or a piece of paper or something and just almost write your own desires and manifesto, the things that you're afraid of and the things that you desire. And just start to see if you can allow yourself to release the fear and to bring in the Masters at the same time. Do you think you could try that?
Yep.
Yeah. How are you doing yep. right now? Because they've been working.
I'm got my eyes closed. I'm trying to concentrate and visualize
yeah.
the light and
yeah.
try and let go of, you know.
Yeah. It's big.
Let go of fear and yeah. Try and yeah.
It's big. So
I want that. I want the change. And like you said, I do feel like in the last month I've been trying to make baby steps and
yeah.
you know. And trying to change relationships in my life. And
I understand. It's a big thing that you're doing. Don't minimize it, but also
mm-hmm.
allow yourself to start expressing, Roxanne. This is key to you because the expression is really the intentions in your own spirit starting to come out. And don't be surprised if you cry a bit here and there. That is totally
mm-hmm.
okay, right? It's almost like, you know, turning the ship in your life, and don't think that means
sure.
the bottom's going to fall out. Okay? And
okay.
feel free to write me, and we can talk again. Okay?
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you very
of
much,
course,
Leslie.
You bet. And, Benny, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we've got some other calls that we'll try and get to, but really appreciate Roxanne for sharing what was happening with her.
To my eyes, you will see what you mean to me. Search your heart.
In retirement, will you outlive your money? It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I love the maca team. Maca is a turnip-like vegetable that grows at altitudes at and above 13,000 feet in the Andes. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. And they are delicious. Many of the customers want to know which is the best maca for their lifestyle, age, activity level, and health goals. These are the three main questions to answer before you purchase. Which color of maca is best for your specific purpose? Is raw or gelatinized the best maca for you? Should you use maca powders, maca capsules, or maca extracts? You can try selections of all of these products to see which will work best for you. To learn more and get a special discount for all of our listeners, visit drpatspicks.com. That's drpatspicks.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Leslie Fontaine, and I'm very grateful to our callers today on this topic of being in our soul purpose and living daily life. You know, one thing coming through loud and clear today is the rejection of parts of ourselves to conform. And then when we hit that block, either of abundance or expression or creating our own lives and stepping into our own joy, we're fearful that our truth is going to be rejected. So I can't encourage you enough today, for those of you that really feel the tightness in your solar plexus and in your throat space, to get out a notepad and start writing out, you know, what's coming to you that you desire. Don't make it complicated and create rules around this document, but really allow yourself to write out the expression of what's coming to you about what you want to create. And then notice the part of you explaining why you can't have it, why it can't be done, and where that's coming from. It's not a new pattern for many of you. And then ask yourself, am I ready to let it go? And please don't think that when you release it, that the bottom is going to fall out, you will be unsupported, no one will love you, no one will take care of you. That's what you have experienced in 3D. That's what you have experienced in growing up, in your life with family, in your life in work life. But now you have the opportunity to shift it. I can't tell you more that when you start speaking your truth and enjoying your own soul essence, you will start to attract things that match that, that mirror that part of you. It's a very exciting transition. And sometimes we think, well, should I do this? Should I do that? When you hear yourself doing that, there are someone else's rules that are coming up that you need to evaluate and ask yourself, are these my rules? Do they match my energy? And if they don't, say, I choose to release it. And once again, don't think that that means that everyone's going to leave you and abandon you. The assumption behind all of that is that no one truly loves you. No one truly wants you, honors you, respects you. I'm telling you, you are here on purpose. Source has brought you in. So, Benny, let's go to Cynthia, our last caller for this show, and we'll potentially take other calls another time.
Okay, let's do it. So, Cynthia, welcome to the show. What's your question?
Hi, thank you. Thank you for taking
Hi,
my
Cynthia.
Call as the last call. Hi.
How are you? What's going on?
So I've been taking care of my partner who has stage 4 cancer for the past year, and I also was laid off from my job. And now it's almost a year, and he's doing better, but I really need to have a full-time job again. And I'm getting a lot of stress and anxiety about it because I really want to create something that I would have some flexibility to take care of him somewhat still, and it's just I'm getting worried about money and all those right. anxiety issues coming
so
up.
So where are all the shoulds and the guilt coming from?
I think from just the past, always having a steady type of work, even if I hated it. The last position I had, the last 3 years, that you know, I had a job, but my boyfriend even said you were miserable, and you know I want you to be happy, and I'm feeling the angst that if I go towards that type of corporate business job again, I'll be working and at least working, but then the thought is if something happens to him, I'm just working so much and then I won't be there for him, and mm-hmm. this is just not what I want.
Okay, so a lot of this sounds like, you know, it's white knuckling it. It's all you creating it, making it happen, where, you know, in a way we could kind of shift some of that energy where it's possible to create something wonderful. You know, it's possible
right.
to create something
yeah.
that works, that feels good,
yeah.
that is about you, and shift the energy a bit on this. So you're already doing it. This
yeah.
is very good. This is very, oh, you're quick.
Okay.
You're doing good. So the thing is that we get locked into this set of fear thoughts, right? Did you hear them all? Like, okay, I'm not going to get something that I like.
Yep.
I'm not going to be able to take time off. You know, all these assumptions already laid out. So, you know, I
right.
don't know, you know, entirely where that's all coming from, because, you know, obviously the radio format limits us on how deep we can go right now. But we can work
yeah.
some more on that another time. But the thing is, you can do this after we get off the call. You can go, because I'm feeling the tightness in your heart and in the solar plexus,
okay.
the unworthiness, some of the guilt, too, of leaving your partner is there. And, you know, you don't need to lay that on yourself. It is okay to take care of yourself, by the way. That's another thing coming up that you're kind of not sure about.
Right.
And it really is okay to be happy in the midst of difficulties and in the midst of tragedy. We're not taught that. We're taught, you know, if everybody else is sad, we should be sad too. If everyone else is struggling, we should act like we're struggling. And, you know, that's not the case. Your light, your vibration is a beautiful thing. There's a part of you that really wants to go out there. It really wants to reconnect. And that's the first thing you said, was that, you know, you want to go out and do it. There's some social aspect to it too, right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Let's create something that's a little more life-sustaining for you, a little more positive. So we're just bringing in some beautiful energies for you right now. And just allow yourself to just revel in that a little bit today and notice where the objections show up. Some things come in your back door. So I don't know entirely, you know, whether it's your partner or some other energies that are showing up to kind of like tear you away a little bit. Or nibble at your confidence a bit, but that's going on. So let's just close
yeah.
off your field a bit. And you can do that. You can put protection on even from your loved ones, okay? Doesn't mean they're
okay.
evil. It just means sometimes they're flinging their stuff at us. And I've got about 30 seconds here, but let's just seal you up here. And feel free to write me later. I can send some instructions to you about what to do next, but your heart's really opening up and you're really starting. Now you want to really allow the good stuff to come to you. And I want you to think about what you want that job to be like for you. There's some things you really enjoy.
Okay.
So write me later. I want you to write me later. I'm leaving some protection on you, but we're going to close up this show now, Benny. It's been a great show. I'm just really thrilled with what people have come to us about. And until next time, stay true to your higher self.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.